Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. Hey guys, in this video, I'll show you exactly how to scale your e-commerce brand. This will be very intense. There's a lot of tactics and strategies you can implement today. You can just copy paste them from this video. Before we get into that though, I would like to ask you just to hit that like button and just subscribe to my channel because I'm putting a lot of effort and energy into these videos to make them as valuable for you as possible. So I would highly appreciate if you just like and subscribe to my channel, guys. So let's get started. First of all, this will be for people who already have the foundation for scaling. And foundation for scaling is the validated product and offer for brand. So what I mean by validated is not the product that done like five sales or like 10 sales and you want to scale it. This is how people think about scaling. Scaling is not about that. Scaling is about having something that already has like a solid proof of concept, not just on Facebook ads where you just like catching that wave and you're riding with it and the product will like die in a few months. This is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the product that already has momentum. Maybe you have like already tens of thousands of dollars in sales or hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales. And now you're looking for how do I scale it to the next level, right? And then you try to scale it on Facebook and you're trying all of these like little tactics. You try the targeting options, you try the lookalikes, you try like to switch and like different kind of like CBOs versus ABOs, all of these like little nuggets that don't make a lot of impact and you're frustrated because you cannot scale. And you cannot scale because of other things. I'll show you exactly how to fix that. This video is based on real results. So these are some of the stores that we've scaled to, you know, to like seven, eight figures, multiple eight figures. So I want to show you exactly how we have done. So you want to have the validated product and offer for a brand. Number two, you want to identify the KPIs and you want to know your numbers. Number three, you want to understand your customer avatars. Number four, you want to have a solid systems in your business. Number five, you want to have the logistics that support your scaling. Number six, you want to have the strong team and customer support. Number seven, product quality and expansion from there. Final, this is very, very important, scaling content and traffic. So we'll go through each one of these. Each one of them will have specific action points for you so you can just copy that for your business. Number one, identify your KPIs and numbers. It is very, very important to have understanding how much you're willing to pay to acquire a new customer from paid ads, especially advertising on Facebook. Facebook getting more expensive, right? So you need to be very clear how much you really can spend to acquire a customer, because if you don't know, you'll be overspending. You know, we've had some clients that have generated, let's say, $300,000, $500,000 per month, and then they're crunching the numbers, they're like, oh, we pretty much like lost money, right? Or we just like made like 3% profit from all of that because they didn't know how much they really can spend to acquire a customer. And they didn't monitor their marketing expense, they didn't monitor like how much they actually spend to fulfill those products. And now it comes down to very, very, you know, small numbers, and it's frustrating to put all of that work in without getting that return, without getting the profit, because it's all about the profit at the end of the day. So identify your target CPAs in your business, because you want to know like how much is the max you can spend to acquire a customer. Because the moment it goes above that level, unless you know that that customer will come back to your business and buy again and again, like unless you know that for sure, 100% certainty, then it wouldn't make sense to spend more than you can to acquire that customer. Number two, cash flow, right? So for example, when I started my business, one of our first companies was in Singapore, and we had seven day payout time. Some people still operate with that. So 7 days, so for example, if we make $20,000 a day like today, we'll only get that money in 7 days. If we make like $20,000 in sales like tomorrow, we only will make that 7 days from tomorrow. So now that delayed cash flow is preventing your ability to scale. And this is exactly what happens for us. We would do like $30,000 per day in sales and we would just scale very fast. It was Q4 2018, but then Stripe decides, hey, we don't want to work with you anymore. All of your money is basically on hold for the next like 90 or like 180 days. And we don't want to work with you. We just shut down your account. So we have like $150,000, $200,000 on hold with Stripe while, you know, we're figuring this out. And that was like very, very strong kind of like message and the strong like idea and the lesson that we have to diversify and have like different merchant processors. Second is that we cannot have 7-day processing time. So we have to find the country that allows us to have processing times and payout times of like 1 day, 2 days, 3 days max. So right now, for example, we have next day payouts with merchant processing here in the United States, and that helps us to scale. So by the way, if you have issues with any of that, just comment merchant below. So we have some merchant processes that we can possibly introduce you to. So just comment merchant below in the comments, and we will see how we can help. Negotiate product sourcing with suppliers and manufacturers. Now, e-commerce businesses sometimes operate in very low margins, especially if that's dropshipping business. You might do like millions of dollars in sales, but you're operating like 5-10% profit margins. That's just laughable, you know, and you don't want to be operating those like low margins. So everything that can help you to maximize it, like little tweaks that can help you to maximize those profit margins, will be extremely helpful and predicate your ability to scale. So here I have the template that you can use to negotiate with your supplier, especially if you already have sent them a lot of orders. Let's say you already processed like 500,000 worth of orders with them. You can send them this, right? So hello, whatever supplier name is. As you can see, we collaborate on our project since whatever date. We've moved this much in product volume. Since then, we're happy with our collaboration. So moving forward, we want to scale our business forward with sending you more orders in business. So for this year, we're planning to do, let's say, $10, $20, $50 million in sales, and we want to send you lots of business. However, one of the things that would significantly improve our capacity to scale is pricing. We are operating on tight margins. Our advertising cost is typically 50 to 70% of the sales volume. So you're very transparent with them. Like, it's not like you're generating $10 million in sales and that goes to your pocket. It doesn't, because like you're spending and paying a lot for the Facebook ads, for example. All these marketing expenses that you have to generate those sales in the first place. And on top of that, we have administrative expenses, fees from merchant accounts, etc. So I would like to kindly request the lower fulfillment cost. Even 7 to 10% reduction product cost and shipping would mean that we could drive more sales as we spend more on advertising and getting more sales that will be fulfilled from you. We've conducted the research. This is the crucial part. You want to conduct the research. You want to get in touch with other suppliers, and you want to compare the prices from them. Why that is important? Because now you're not just coming to this negotiation, hey, I want a like lower price, and I don't know the context. Now, I know for sure you can source this product cheaper because other suppliers have offered us a lower price. So do your research before you get in touch with them. So come prepared. You know, you don't want to be like one of those people that comes like unprepared for a meeting, for the interview, for negotiation. You want to be the one that fully prepared and ready to kind of like come with specific arguments, specific data to get what you want. Conducted research, some of the suppliers can provide us with lower pricing. So you can even attach it to the document. We received quotes of this much per product with shipping included. However, if we enjoy working with you, just need a reduction cost to make our collaboration more profitable for other sites. So you're not threatening that you will leave, but you're clearly saying that you would like to see that, and you know for sure that is possible, right? This is very like positive frame of the conversation, but at the same time, it's very influential because you come from the perspective of having the data, being prepared, and having the proper arguments to have this conversation in the first place. So please let me know what could be done in this matter, when it can be done. This template, guys, will make you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Over the lifetime, it will make you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Again, even like few percent. Like, obviously, you cannot like negotiate with Facebook. You cannot try to Mark Zuckerberg, you know, and negotiate with him. But you can negotiate with your suppliers because you're already working with them. They want to make money. You want to make money. So let's find a middle ground that allows both of you to just like be more profitable. So even 5-7% reduction, that product cost would make wonders for your profitability. This is, guys, just save this template and start using it today, because again, this will make humongous difference. Hey guys, people have been asking me how we scale to multiple six figures or even seven figures per month without getting shut down on Facebook. And we have a very sophisticated solution for this that I want to share with you, but it's just like too valuable to give away for free. So if you guys want this solution, just book a call with one of my team members and we'll show you exactly what it is and how it works, and we'll see if that's a good fit for you and for your business. So just book a call with my team member, we'll share it with you so you can scale your business to multiple six figures or even seven figures per month without getting shut down on Facebook, without having inconsistency and with high profitability. So just book a call with my team and I'll see you there. Other fees and expenses like software, apps, PayPal, payment processing, warehousing, shipping, VAs, team members, contractors, agencies. So you can use software like QuickBooks. So QuickBooks allows you to have the breakdown for all of these. You can see specifically has a line for e-commerce. So allows you to track all of that. So you can see how much sales you generated. You basically integrate different sales channel. Also, you can even like fulfill the orders for your sales channels, list your product details, marketing channels simultaneously, and basically just have very, very streamlined accounting process. You can see how much, what is the cash flow, what is expenses, what is the profit and loss, how much you spend here on orders, how much you spend on different softwares, right? So everything is in one place connected to your business account. This is the software we use in our business. We are very, very happy with it. Probably there are alternatives, but this one is one of the biggest, one of the best. So QuickBooks.com, that's an amazing option you could use, guys. Come to the customer avatar. So who's your core customer? A lot of people say like, hey, who would buy this product? You say like, anyone could buy this product. I mean, no, it's garbage, right? Like, because it could not be like that anyone can buy your product, because there's, for every business, no matter how big, right? There's still like avatars, right? And can be like multiple avatars. So for example, if we were to sell, let's say this product, right? We sell the wallet. So wallet can be sold to many different categories of people. Can be sold to women, can be sold to men, can be sold to men who are looking just like for more space, who are looking for simplicity, or it could be sold for men or women that are looking for aesthetic designs, right? Maybe because like it's aesthetically pleasing, that's why people buy, right? That's why they're buying. The main core motivation why they're buying, because it's good looking, like me. For this one, for example, you could have like also the durability. For example, you buy it once and it lasts you forever. You buy it once and you forget about it. I mean, for a lot of men, that makes a difference. They wanna keep stuff simple. So this is a great wallet for men. Their main audience for these guys, Rich Wallet. By the way, watch the interview. I had an interview with Chief Operating Officer of Rich. Amazing company, very fast growing. Last year, they had $50 million. Probably this year, they're going for $100 million. With quite lean team, with very nice processes for getting influencers on YouTube specifically. They had amazing process. Just check it out. Find on my YouTube channel and watch. That video is just mind-blowing. So, but this is the angles, right? Now, I mean, who can buy this wallet? Pretty much anyone, right? But there is still this avatar. So, if man, let's say 30-year-old man, who has, who's trying to manage like a lot of stuff, or who's into like, who likes, I don't know, like do it yourself, or likes whatever things they like, right? And they like the simplicity, the minimalistic. Just keep their life as simple as possible. That is avatars. There could be one avatar, could be two, could be three, could be four. So could be many different avatars that you could get. Can you identify the traits and primary reason why people are buying from your brand? Right, if you already have some sales, if you've done like hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales or millions of dollars in sales, you probably kind of like feel it. You probably kind of like know it, right? Like why people buy your brand. Why people buy your stuff versus like going on Amazon, right? Like, so a lot of dropshippers, for example, and brand owners, like you compete with Amazon. Like, not, like I mean, what, no matter what you sell, you're competing in some ways to Amazon, because like it's not very likely that you're selling totally unique product, new to the market. It's like 99.9% of people sell exactly the same product. So how do you make it that your products kind of like stand out, right? So maybe because people resonate with your story. Maybe people resonate with your branding. Maybe people resonate with your brand name. Maybe people think, you know, your features are better. Or maybe people think they just get more for the money that they pay, right? So there must be some reasons why people buying from your brand. Identify that, because once you identify that, and you can identify that by just checking the comments on your ads. Check the comments on your ads, what people are saying. And ask your customers, check your customer support tickets, check your reviews. What people typically say, oh, it's cheapest, like it's the most affordable and the best quality product I had, or I really like the story of the founder and how they created the brand, so that's why I bought. So you want to identify that angle, because now that becomes your main, like that becomes another marketing angle that you can use on your ads to get more customers like that in. You want to also think what customers avatar the brand is not currently attracting, but could with right offers, creatives, or marketing angles. The same way, you just kind of like reverse engineer, go and check that data, because you already have the customers, they bought for some reason. People, I mean, obviously people do stuff impulsively, but something resonated, something worked there that they bought from you in the first place. So why not figure out like how to get more of those people in, what resonated with them, so then your marketing becomes more effective. And one trick that you can use there to make it even more efficient is to ask customers who bought from you more than two times or more. These are your most loyal customers. So you ask them, like, why they bought from you, what other brands they're using, why they made a decision to buy from you, why they made a decision to buy again, right? So you ask them those questions, you'll get a lot of insights, and you will know how to make your marketing like 10x more efficient. How you can further serve your current customers to improve customer LTV? Introducing new products, new offers, new services to your current customers. Your current customers are the most direct source to see how you can expand the product line and improve revenue and profits as you scale your brand. I'll show you exactly how you can validate those. And I want to share with you the template for like getting like customer avatar. So number one, you want to identify the goals and values of a specific customer, right? So at the beginning, it could be assumption. But again, if you have the data and you ask your customers, no, this is not assumption. This is real data. This is what they told you. So goals and values here, right? You have their sources of information. Where they take the information? What other like magazines? What other website they're using? What other companies they're buying from? Write out their demographic information. How old they are? Whether they have family? Where they have kids? Where they're based typically? So whether just men or women. And so that is something you want to find out. List out their main challenges and pain points. So for example, challenge with this and this. Pain points are, so you know, like for example, this and this. So if you were selling the product that is, let's say fitness product, so pain points for a lady who's buying like weight loss product, probably pain points are fear of like being like less attractive or losing her family or losing her job because they're not like attractive or they have gained weight, or fear of judgment from other, you know, from their friends because they gained weight, right? So there are different pain points that motivate people to buy. People always buy something just to avoid pain or to gain pleasure. So you want to identify what those pains are, why people buy your product, because that makes your marketing a lot more efficient. Marketing is not about like some creative phrases and stuff like that. Marketing is about like dialing in that conversation the customers have in their heads and just using that data to sell more effectively. And from there, you identify the objections to the sale and their role in the purchasing process. So possible objections, why they wouldn't buy. So here it's, decision makers. Typically you would like, if you sell directly to consumer, you sell $100 product, probably you don't have a lot of decision makers. The person sees it, person likes it, person buys it. But I mean, that decision-making process could be like checking on the internet. Maybe typical process for a purchase for your product would be like someone goes like sees Rich, right? Like Rich Wallet, and they type it in Google, right? Then type it into Google and they go to some review sites, right? So maybe you need to kind of like dive into like review sites and send them your product, or even to buy some exposure on those sites, because this is the purchase process that your customers are going through. So this is very kind of like important to understand. Once you have the data, it becomes a lot easier, because those are not just assumptions, those are real insights and real data. So logistics, how much volume can your suppliers, agents, or manufacturers handle? So scaling, people talk scaling is a sexy topic, but like, can you like triple your volume right now without like impacting your time delays, you know, for getting the product, your lead times, with like while getting all of the product at the right time and having sufficient time to fulfill your products? Can you do that? So that all has to be planned out. So again, don't just scale to scale. Scale with that proper planning, because this would allow you, like for example, you could start selling your products very aggressively and scale from like zero to like $100,000 a day in sales. But what if you cannot fulfill those products on time? What if it will take like a factory like 2 months to just catch up with that volume? So this is what you want to keep in mind, and just especially as you're scaling, kind of like maintain that collaboration. Like ask them kind of like how much volume we can handle, how much you can fulfill, and always have that in mind when you're scaling. So negotiate lead times and product sourcing costs with multiple suppliers, agents, or manufacturers to always have backups in case of, in case issues or bottlenecks arise. It's usually a matter of when, not if. You know, issues will arise, that's for sure, 100%. You just want to make sure that you prepare for them. Identify the lead time, sourcing costs, shipping costs, and warehousing costs so you can prepare for cash flow and the appropriate amount of inventory based on where you are at a scaling process to keep up with demand. Again, scaling is by big portion of that is obviously the promotion and timing, all of those things that you do on the advertising side and other things to just drive sales. On the other side, it's operational and fulfillment. Whether you can sell stuff, it's one thing, but whether you can actually fulfill it and keep happy customers and build a sustainable brand, that is another question. Does it make sense to warehouse products in 3PL in-house? Maybe you want to have like your own warehouse. Maybe you want to have like team members, employees in your warehouse fulfilling products, or you want to work with 3PL. What countries are getting like most of the sales for a brand? Try to plan for logistics for faster fulfillment for better customer experience based on this data. For example, you're getting majority of your sales from United States, but there's like 15% that comes from UK, and you're not spending that much on marketing in UK. Maybe you need to find a 3PL or some partner in UK to actually fulfill those products from there for faster customer experience. And then you just advertise more aggressively there because that market might not be like untouched. You know, maybe like there's no competitors in that market, so you can just like triple what you do there now and then have the proper fulfillment to fulfill those all of those orders. So biggest takeaways, right, from this is like negotiate, have backups, and don't scale more volume that can be handled by either you or the other parties involved for scaling. And comment agent below, guys, if you want me to send you our agent information. So I'll give you the agents that we work with for like 2-3 years now that have done amazing projects. You know, we've done like so much volume with them and our clients as well. So comment agent, so I'll give you their information. Just comment agent below in the comments, guys. Build a strong team, right? So after some time, you know, as you scale your business, probably you started as a sole founder, like you realize that you cannot do everything by yourself. Right, and so you want to make sure that you're improving the customer experience through your customer service, hire a trained support team well. That's probably like one of the biggest kind of like in e-commerce business, any type of business, customer support can ruin like everything. So let's say you're getting the sales and you have amazing quality product, fast shipping, but then your customer support reps are not trained or they're rude to customers, right? So you want to make sure you constantly keep your eye on the customer service. Just even if you have some people in place and some team in place, just go like randomly from time to time. I like to go like from time to time and just like logging in and seeing the tickets and seeing how those tickets have been handled. So then I kind of like get an idea whether everyone is like, you know, answering those properly, whether there's like no issues on that side, whether our team is doing a great job on that. So this is critical for keeping customers happy and growing your business profitably. What other areas for your brand you can delegate so you can focus on higher level tasks? Maybe media buying. Maybe you want to work with some agency, or you want to bring that media buyer in house. Social media management, right? Maybe you want to hire someone, even like on Upwork. Maybe the content creation. You want to work with some agency production facility that can do the content production for you. Maybe website design, you want to work with someone on Fiverr, you want to work with someone on 99 Designs to create the website for you. Creative sourcing, right? So for me personally, I like to have everything in-house, at least, you know, most of the things. So for me, it would come down to like, okay, so who do we need for that position? Who do we have to bring in? So then we have kind of like more control over what we're doing. But you can also do more kind of like outsource and delegated way where it's like, you're working with this agency for this, you're working with this agency for that, and kind of like just overseeing and measuring their results, making sure that everyone is up to date, giving them feedback, obviously. So there are different ways that you can do it. Identify which path you want to go with. You want to have everything in-house, or you want to hire these. There's also the hybrid way. Let's say you want to figure out some processes with, let's say, content creation. So you hire an agency, let's say, for 3 months. You observe what they do and how they do it. And then you figure out how they do it, you reverse engineer that process, and then you hire someone in-house to replicate that process. So there could be a hybrid way of doing that as well. What mentors, relationships, partnerships, connections, and people do I need to bring on or connect with to expand the brand reach or gain a stronger foothold in my brand's market? So for example, here, you have Rihanna, right? Like, so Rihanna has partnered up with I think that was announced earlier, but she partnered up with this big brand, right? Which is Louis Vuitton, Moët and Hennessy. So basically they manage all of these like high luxury brands like Louis Vuitton, Dior, Tiffany, Fendi, right? So they partner up together. Rihanna obviously has a brand, but she wanted to scale her brand in the cosmetics, in the beauty niche, right? Obviously she could do it and she would do very well. However, like once she partnered up with these guys that know exactly how to scale, they have the distribution, they have the team, they know exactly how to pitch it to like retail stores. They have to like not only pitch it to retail stores, right? But making sure that those products that, for example, they're pushing, like they're putting on the right place in the retail stores. And they're taking like the most prime like places in retail store when people see, like everyone sees that brand, right? So they have the ability to do that because they just supply, you know, they have those like a relationship on just like next level, right? So if you partner up with someone like this, all right, you kind of like give away, let's say 50% of the equity in that business. But if you partner up with someone like this, you're pretty much gaining like, I mean, you're just getting like tens of years like ahead of like everyone else, because that experience, like this company was built from like 34 years, right? So they've leveraged all of these experiences. Like if you have something and if you know that there is like a person, there is like a company, there is like a someone who you can partner up with and take what you do from point A to point B, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. So platforms where you can hire, so this is more like when you wanna just buy expertise or buy like a kind of like build your team in-house or just like grow it with freelancer. A lot of people start with Upwork, which is a pretty nice platform to start with. You can also use Online Jobs PH. You know, so this is another platform where probably for like $1,000, $2,000, I mean, you can get like full-time team member, like doing different parts of the business. Obviously, you have to kind of like understand the mentality. So this is more like for Philippines, like $1,600 Amazon seller virtual assistant. So this virtual assistant probably like take a lot of the stuff, especially if they have experience with Amazon, right? If they had experience like managing like 2, 3, 5 stores, obviously you want to ask the referrals, you want to ask experience of their previous employers, how they manage those positions. This is what you can do to get that edge. So Ecom Media, I want to show you just like one of our, so this is the listing we had, the form we have when we hire for Ecom Media buyer. So you can see, this is the question about what's your name, what's your best email, what's your experience e-commerce. Sometimes we hire the freelancer that just want to transition to one company full time and just work with us full time. What city, country, time zone you're currently in. So just for the coordination, let's say we hire someone from like, let's say Australia, right? Or like Asia. I mean, we have the expectations. How will that work out in like in terms of the time zones? Now we have our team members in Europe. We have our team members in Asia. We have our team members in United States. But we just kind of like want to know where these people are. You're currently available for full-time commitments. Now for media buyers, you got to work like 6-7 days a week. There's no way around it because it's just like one of those like very intense things. Sometimes you have to check your ads on Saturday, Sunday. Sometimes, you know, we have our biggest days on Saturday, Sunday. So we want to make sure we optimize the ads and kind of like pay full attention to those, to them on those days. But if someone says like, oh, it's only like 9 to 5, 5 days a week, then probably that person won't be a good fit for a media buyer position. Because that requires a lot of commitment. Personality types, personally, I like to see the personality. Some of these are better for media buyers, some of them worse. We have developed the framework for identifying the best media buyers, kind of like personality types. So that's not like 100% accurate, but that's like 90% accurate and it's been working very well for us. So that is on that side. And then also we wanna ask them to submit like 1 minute video. So for example, if I'm shooting, hey, I applied for this position because, you know, I do this and this, and this is my experience, 1, 2, 3. And so first, like we see the level of their English, right? So because if their English is not very strong, then, I mean, it will be hard for them to kind of like to write ads or like to just to make tweaks to the ads, to kind of like understand what certain things work. So And also kind of like how, whether they're introvert or extrovert, that would probably show is in that video. That's just one of the examples. So for each one of the positions that you're hiring for, you want to have these type of forms or another kind of like formal application. We don't care about the resumes or CVs. For example, for a media buyer, for some positions, you definitely need experience, right? And that will be very helpful. But for some, like media buyer, you can train someone to be like a assassin media buyer within like probably like 3 to 6 months. Right, within a year, they'll be like top like 1% media buyers in the world if you provide them with right training, with right guidance, with right coaching. And that needs to be the right type of person in the first place. So this is why we're asking all of these questions. Product quality and expansion. So is there a way to improve the product quality or some aspect of the product to differentiate the product that your brand sells from competitors? Right? Maybe you can create like a new version of your product. Can you test product quality with multiple suppliers? That is a big one, guys. Like, let's say you have like 3 suppliers and you ask them to source a product. There's like big chance that like all of them will send you like a different quality product. You want to have the supplier that you can talk to. Hey, you know, what is the quality of this product? How much will cost the worst quality of this product, and how much will cost the better quality of this product? So then you can compare and decide which direction you want to go. Whether you want to cut costs and just be as cost efficient as possible, or do you want to just spend like $1 more, but just buy like a better quality product that your customers will be happy with, and they'll probably come back and buy again, and now you will increase the repeat purchase ratio, and now you have more margins to scale. So which direction you want to go, you have to decide on that, and you have to work with a transparent supplier agent who can be very clear on those things. Comment agents below if you want the details of two of the agents that we work with that we've done very big volume with and you can use as well. Establish quality control measures so agents would have that in place if those are good agents. Poll and survey customers for feedback on current products. You can even see like the feedback, the tickets that they send you, right? So these are the e-commerce survey examples, right? You can replicate it for yourself. So for example, what are their reviews, right? So if they leave you their reviews, they'll say good things and probably say bad things, right? Here. Right, you can see. So these are billion-dollar companies that they're asking. Like, get started by rating your experience. Boom. Right, Sports Direct. We'd like your feedback. Like Amazon, obviously. Amazon is good at gathering the feedback. What do you think? Everlane. Boom. So there are different softwares you could use to get these reviews from clients, from customers. So, for example, even like Looks is a pretty good one. Test new products and offers to current customers and followers in social media, email, SMS. Use this like more like a pre-launch strategy, right? You can also use influencers for a brand to test new products and paid traffic. Here's a good strategy that you could use. For example, pre-launch planning. You know, you pretty much like identifying what you want to launch before you even have it, right? Before you even have it. So you can see here, this is basically the process, like pre-order. So you can test your new product with SMS, with email list, or even by sending it with like influencers to just see whether it makes sense for you to launch the product or even to pre-sell it. So here is very cool strategy that you could use. This is basically pre-launch strategy, like with some very like cool examples. So you can see here, like basically the launch campaign, kind of like how to do it, how to structure it, how to time it. And so different apps that even like Shopify has. So Shopify has this like pre-order app, right? Back in stock. So pre-order, right? So you can pre-order and you can basically like collect funds for, you know, for the product. So let me see here. Let me show you here. So you can pre-order and save. Now, how cool is that? Like, how cool is that? You can pre-order products. You don't even have them in stock, right? But now you're pre-ordering them, pre-selling them. Now you have even like the capital to fund the production and to buy the inventory and actually fulfill them. So this is a cool app, that strategy that I think a lot of brands are not utilizing, and you can definitely utilize it to when you're expanding your product lane, right? And a lot of people talk about this like the winning products. Winning products is garbage, right? Like winning products is absolute garbage, because what is winning product? Like, is iPhone a winning product? is this like a winning product? No, I mean, these are the same product that they've been selling like years ago. They're still selling them because they're making these improvements to the product, right? So even iOS, like, so if you think about the iOS, I mean, they release a new version every like few months, right? So iOS 14, 15, 16, you know, whatever. So they release a new version because every version has bugs. Every version has something that could be done better. So this is the same with your product. As you have your brand, as you have your products, now you can either improve the quality of your existing products and release a version of like 2.0, 3.0, 4.0, 7.0, whatever the version is, or you can launch new products. This one you can use the strategy that I just showed you with like pre-selling, pre-ordering. You can use for just getting the products, like new products, for example. You see that a lot of people pre-ordering, then you collect the money, you fund the whole fulfillment, the whole inventory process, and you fulfill those products to customers. So this way you don't lose. And also at the same time, if no one wants to buy the product, then you might not even like launch it in the first place. So this is something that you can use to expand massively. Funnels and offers. So focus on optimizing funnels, funnels to maximize the ROI with paid ads. You can use direct response. You can use pre-sales and editorials. You can use funnels like this and pre-sales like Blissy has. So very, very visual, very intense. And then it has a second pre-sale here. And only after that, it goes to the order form page. So you want to constantly be optimizing these funnels and just like test different variations of the funnels. Like for example, you can see here, that's another one that they have. So they, entrepreneurs are disrupting billion-dollar sleep and beauty industry. This is something that would resonate with someone who cares about like kind of like entrepreneurs, who inspired by entrepreneurs, maybe like female entrepreneurs, right? Because this is a product for females mostly, for ladies. So maybe they care about like, maybe the entrepreneurial, so they relate with other entrepreneurs, right? So that's why they buy the product. So this is like exactly same product, but just a different angle. Right, so if you start thinking about that, who would resonate with this, right? Who would just like have this like emotional connection? Now you just created the angle that would absolutely blow up. So sales page, right? So you can see this is all the same brand, but it has totally different kind of like ways to sell, right? So this is another pre-sale that they have. They also have the bundles and upsells. So when you go here, have different colors, you have different sizes, and also you have like different variations here so that you can maximize the average order value. Email and SMS, right? So here's how to boost customer lifetime value. So there are like 15 different like strategies for you to maximize your lifetime value. Like you wanna segment your best customers. Those would be VIPs, people who bought from you like more than two times or three times, or let's say spent more than $200 with you, because you don't want to target everyone the same, and you wouldn't want to talk to everyone the same, because those people are your VIPs. You should treat them differently. You should treat them with better treatment. You should give them like more stuff. You should even send them like some free products from time to time and thank you notes like once a year. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you do it like with people who've bought from you, let's say for thousands or hundreds of dollars, just to keep them there? And just again, those people can become your brand ambassadors that you can just layer, and they have access to their audiences, to their networks, and have them, you know, talk with everyone they know about your brand. So they basically sending you customers. Shopify Plus has this great like SMS marketing article here. So this is what you can do for kind of like sending exact templates, right? This exact exact templates you can use to your customers to have SMS, right? Like, so SMS has like 80-90% open ratio. It's just massive. And so you communicate with your customers, you let them respond to you as well, and you're managing all of those, all of that communication, and another channel that you can use for reaching them. So test offers for brands. So you can see, like, this is like different ways that you can approach it. The same products, you just pack it and bundle it differently. So for example, here, you know, you're basically doing it as a survey, right? So it's kind of like taking you through this whole process of like serving you. And so free trial, right? Pick my set, boom. Now you have different sets of products, not just one product. Okay, so one product would be like $10, $15. Now you have three. Oh, you can see this one is like $60. So $60 for three products. Now, if you sell one, like you'd sell $20, right? What's the average order value on that? But if you sell the this like maintenance set, right? Like it's like three products at the same time. And you can see it also puts you in subscription if you want to. Larger subscription box, $48, puts you in the subscription. But again, the average order value is maximized so you can be as profitable as possible on the front end. Lady Boss here has amazing offer. Like, so protein bar, like you just pay for shipping, boom. Get your free sample. Get your free samples here. Like, how good is this offer? Like, you get three free like bar samples, like there's no subscription, like, and you get like 1,265 free bonuses with content, with training, with some courses that you can use to get more fit. And you can see big companies like direct response companies, and even like this. So this company is very like very well funded company, right? And they still use it, right? You want to be using like this bundling and putting like different offers together, and you have to be creative in terms of how you sell your product. So for example, if I'd be selling like this product here, I'll probably think about like other products that customers would buy, and I would sell it as a bundle, right? So maybe like three different products in one bundle, one package would look amazing, right? So if I'd have this, maybe I'd have the bracelet as well, so it matches this one. Now it becomes like a set, right? If I wanted to. So that's the direction you can explore. You can see how you can make it more interesting for customers to buy. Another example here, early bird morning cocktail. Now, obviously you could sell this, right? You could sell the supplements, right? Like, and everyone's selling supplements, and everyone's like, most of the supplements are boring, obviously. And like, yeah, it has these vitamins and these vitamins and these vitamins. Now, what if you sold it like this? Not only like you get like two of these, not just one, like you can get one if you want to, it's like $68. Now, if you get two, it becomes cheaper, or you get like four of them, $178. Now you have like two shakers here. Now you have this like morning routine, like how to get like the most out of it, how to get like more productive in the morning, because that will pay for itself. That is more perceived value than just like another, what is this, like morning cocktail, some like clean energy, right? So it increases your energy, like the fruits and vegetables and electrolytes and ashwagandha, and will keep you like free of stress and stuff. So now this is the bundle, right? This exactly same product, just bundled together with other stuff. Once you start thinking about that, everything changes. Everything changes because now you don't sell stuff for like $30. How can you scale like with those margins? With those, like, you wanna be bundling it. You wanna be looking for that competitive edge. You wanna be bundling with other products. And this is how you get that extra margin, extra advantage. So you can spend more on ads on different platforms. You can pay more for influencers. You can pay more for the inventory. You can hire, great people for your team. And this is how you can scale. The content, user-generated content and influencer-generated content sourced from customers or content agencies. So for example, Bilo here. It's done, some of their influencers are cool. Some of them are not. What I would recommend is just to give it a test for yourself and just see how it goes for you. Pricing for them is relatively like affordable. It's like $59. You can also subscribe. So once you test it out, you like it, this one will probably be like more efficient, and you probably get access. From my experience, the more you pay, like the better access to content creators you get. Suna. Another amazing platform, like, allows you to do the first, you want to do the photo, high quality photo, no problem. You want to do the lifestyle, no problem. You just send the product to them, and they have the models, they have the different extra features, like removing the background, photoshopping it, like videos, social promo, like whatever you want to do. Like, so this one, even like example of this video, check it out. Like $93 for this video. So it's slowly like spinning, as you can see, right? So they're like, let's see this one. Let's see the example. Let's do this one as well. So it's spinning, right? So they're shooting it around, and so this is how it looks like. $93 for this type of video would help you a lot. If you have the product that's visual, you wanna see showcased from different sites, would help you to increase the conversion rate on your product pages. This is what you want to have. Soon is an amazing platform that you can use for that. And you can never have enough content. I mean, this is a continuous process. You jumpstart it, and then you just continuously do it till the end of time. Because more content means more testing means more winning creatives to scale brand and ad campaigns. More content also means more social proof that strengthens brand trust in the market. If someone's searching for your brand, they have like 1,000 people have tagged you in their on an Instagram. Now like hundreds of people have reviewed and unboxed your product. So now you have like so much content that you can use to target for different customer avatars and marketing angles. And this is an example of one of the companies that does it very well. Coconut, like they're doing very well and they're collaborating with all of these. You can see this is very like, this is not like very sophisticated content. Just shot on the phone in a bathroom, like very, very simple. Boom, here as well. Let's say you pay $100 for this piece of content. How much this piece of content can produce for you? I mean, if that's like well-performing ad, can probably do for you like tens of thousands of dollars in sales. Boom, right? So a lot of the stuff here, this is something to consistently leverage, and you can use all of these platforms like viral e-com ads. These guys are doing like decent job. I mean, before they used to do better job. Now it's like I've heard like mixed reviews about these guys. Trend.io, that's a great platform that you could use. Again, $100 per creator is like something you can test it out. Even if you test it with, let's say, 5 creators and see how that content looks. Traffic. So identify best traffic sources and then double down efforts and marketing resources to scale up your volume on those. And so typically Facebook for most brands, but again, you want to build your brand to the position where it's not only dependent on Facebook, because if it's dependent on Facebook only, that will be a trouble. Like 2022 would be more competitive than 2021. 2023 will be more competitive than 2022 on Facebook. So you'll have to be like you'll have to just like push your limits, and probably your margins will decrease as well. So you want to be like, okay, so let's say we spend $100,000 per month on Facebook. What if we only spend $80 and then $20,000 we spend on figuring out other platforms like Instagrams, like brand ambassadors, like influencers, like TikTok? Like, so you want to be dedicating part of the budgets to diversify. You don't want to be dependent on just one traffic platform, because it will hit you and it will be very painful for you. Let's say your ad account can get shut down, your business manager can get shut down. Like, all of these things can happen. But I mean, obviously there's a solution for those, and if you're looking for a solution with those, just book a call with my team. Below there is a link, but you don't want to be dependent only on Facebook to scale your business. Even search engine optimization over time, you want to be like integrating yourself into the research process. So if someone is looking for what is the best wallets, right? You want to be in those articles. You want to be featured like 10 best like wallets to buy right now. You want to be in that article. So if you're like, let's say that's your product, like wallet, you want to be in those articles. Paid advertising platforms like TikTok, Pinterest, Snapchat, Google, YouTube. Google and YouTube have massive scale, right? Obviously, you wanna do it in the right way. But if you figure it out, Google and YouTube just have so much scale, probably more than Facebook. Amazon, right? So as you expand and getting momentum with your business, you want to be on Amazon. Amazon just has so much search volume, right? So as long as you are like ranking for the right keywords and your products are there and you advertise on Facebook, then people go on Amazon searching for a brand, you want to be there. Influencers, like Brand.com is a great platform to get the influencers that you need. So this is just one of the platforms that you could use. Then Facebook group community, so another source of traffic. So this is great example of the communities. You can see extremely engaged, 264 people in last week. Adding, so it's constantly adding like new. Let's say you have some question about the product, so you post it there, and so what happens is other clients of yours will answer those questions, right? So this is the community to go. As you can see, extremely engaged. Obviously, you want to grow it in the right way, where it is there's engagement, there's like some moderators, there's some interesting content that keeps people engaged. So you want to be growing that in the right way. You want to dedicate some resources to that. But once it gets in momentum, it will be pretty much like self-functioning. People will engage with each other, share the content. Again, a lot of the UGC could come from there, because people start bragging. Oh, this is my, for example, this is how it looks for me. And this is how it looks for me, as they start sharing with each other. Email and SMS marketing list. So you want to be constantly growing those. This is pretty much like few of those mediums where you're on that list and you want to make sure that you like taking advantage and you're constantly building, because Facebook can shut down your account, but then if you have like email list, you can always like send a broadcast and generate, you know, thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, if let's say your main front end channels are not working. And affiliate partnerships. So this example I covered in another video of mine, like this is the structure for affiliate. So if you want to hire, let's say, partners, you want to have the affiliate partners, then you can have, like, you can see like commission structure where they're getting incentivized by referring other people to you and sharing their link. So you can see like there are some people that making like $10,000 a month just from by referring, you know, other people to this brand, like made $17,000. Not bad, you know, using it, you like the product, and then you also make money by referring.
You want to connect, mastermind, and network with 6, 7, 8-figure entrepreneurs? Join our free community on Facebook, which is called Brand Hyper Growth. It's for only entrepreneurs who are already doing at least $30,000 or more in sales per month and want to go to 7, 8 figures. So you can connect, you can network, you can mastermind, you can exchange insights and value with these guys and take your business to the next level. So there should be a link in the description. Make sure you join today.
So now you're building this kind of like multiple scaling angles that you can use to, again, like not depend as much, like for example, on Facebook, not have so much dependency on just one traffic channel, but being multi-channel and being extremely profitable because your eggs are not in one basket. So guys, let me know if you like this video. Let me know what you're saying in the comments. Just put your comments below if you're, you know, waiting until this point. If you watched the whole video, just hit the like button. Subscribe to my channel. Let me know what you're saying in the comments. And thank you so much for watching, guys. I'll see you in the next video.
Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from 6 figures to 7 figures and even to 8 figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out.